Let's go over what you guys know.
We know pigs are delicious and these will end up as food.
I mean, that's kind of disturbing considering how human and intelligent they seem right now.
Alistair is, well, he's angry.
Yeah. But yeah, okay, what else do you know?
Well, I know Wesley was going to take the picture of the pig mask and then whistle out the pigs and show it to them and see how they react.
Hey! Yeah, they're charging you. Act under pressure real quick.
Oh, gee.
God!
Can I act under pressure as well?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to pull him into the truck.
No.
Take that, through harm.
That's a,
I'm also going to use my special move to give me advantage.
Okay.
Because I got a 4.
I know. It gives you the ability to give me disadvantage, but...
I know, hell. And I love it. Oh, I love this ability. Come on.
No, actually, I got a 3.
And I have an 11.
Okay. That's... Yeah, okay, so that'll... Okay, so, yeah, you take 2 harm.
Wait, act under pressure? So I got a 12.
Yeah, so, Wesley, take 2 harm. And, yeah. You manage to pull him in, out of the pig's jaws. And, prevent him from getting mauled by 2 others.
Okay.
Peach is okay.
They don't like that picture. Also,
I think Peaches is okay because they focused fully on Wesley once that picture came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Peach just stayed away from that whole situation.
Yeah.
Good.
Is she just shouting across the field to them?
I think it'd be hilarious if she was.
Do you know anything else?
We know that there is a satanic ritual kind of thing performed.
The satanic ritual, the person who was ritually dismembered was the name of a swine sin, and we're at a...
No, a different person.
Oh.
That's wasn't his last name, like, did it. Lamont, or...
Ah. Well, still.
Yeah, the same thing happened 20 years ago. It was apparently committed by a guy named
Swineson, and we're at a pig processing plant, so.
They own the Swineson's works there, the Clements, probably saying that wrong, but have owned it for some time. So, yeah, that's what you know.
Do we know the names of the victims from the first incident?
No one died the first time. No people did.
Oh, okay.
Just pigs.
Pigs, okay.
Yeah. Well, no, someone did die.
That's not what the cop told us.
Nope. No victims died. The killer himself died. They said that he'd been killed.
Did they ever say how he died? Or do I need to investigate a mystery for it?
Investigate a mystery, yes. Everyone roll a quick investigative.
I got 14.
Ooh.
So I have an 11 myself.
Okay.
I got a 14.
So we got 4 questions so far. Can we clear the list?
Clear the list.
That happened in Breaking Point, so
repeatedly.
I got a. Let me see. Which one is it? Investigating mystery, is that sharp?
Sharp. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the information gathering ones are sharp.
Ah, shoot. That's a 9.
I got a 10.
Okay. That's so. Yeah, that clears the list. You can ask literally everything on the list.
Should we just let you go through.
I mean,
it?
I was gonna say, yeah. Why ask? Since we're gonna get every question, just lizard start from the top, up on down.
So what happened? So, the article explains to you that apparently, so this is like one of those really old Wayback Machine articles that you gotta look at. It basically explains that the killer was a Cyrus Swine,
okay.
Who apparently was, you know, less than mentally stable, and was planning to go on a killing spree after accusing the Clements of doing dark magic to, you know, make their profits grow. What sort of creature it is? Well, you can't really beat the old tale of a damned soul crawling its wicked way out of hell itself. Evidently, it had a bit of help, but it's here, it's out, and it is not happy. What can it do? Well, it can hurt you a lot. It can throw things at you very fucking
hard.
He wielded a hammer for it, and he was known for making traps. He was also a bit of a cannibal, in some takes on it. And evidently, the only way that they stopped him was by shoving him into the machinery and grinding the poor fucker up. The mask was the only thing that survived.
Which is why our dream ended thusly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where did it go? Well, it went here.
After my old friend helped it out of the infernal realm.
Yes, and considering the machinery that is starting to whir up in there.
Oh.
You take it that it might have paid a visit to the Clements.
Yeah, I don't think those are pigs.
Those are the Clements, aren't they?
I mean, his job would be a lot easier if they were.
Yeah, we're going to keep those pigs alive because that's... If they get ground up and that meat gets sold, that's a lot of cannibalism that people are happening.
Yeah, okay, I guess I can give this one away. Yeah, those pigs were human in life.
I mean, to be fair, dude, you said several times human-like intelligence.
They were human, but there are, you know, the classic stories of, you know, thieves in the underworld being robbed of their shape. He almost certainly was not the only soul to get out in that deal.
Hmm.
It looks like he brought some friends with him. The slaughterhouse pigs are far too scared to fight on their own. They will, however, corner you and eat you alive.
Oh, so those are,
Okay, so the pigs are damned souls.
Mm-hmm. Just as bad as him, although a lot weaker.
Okay, where's the police pistol?
Roll sharp real quick.
Let's see. If I remember correctly, I don't... Yeah. So that's a 10.
Yeah. Yeah, you spot it just in time to see one of the pigs starting to try and eat it.
How close is the pig?
30 feet away.
So, in a truck, so there's no way I'm going to be able to get the pig or the gun from the pig. What about the other police officer's gun?
It might have been in a pile of viscera. Note that there isn't much viscera left. These pigs have stripped them to the bone.
Been eating.
How bad is the stuff? All the stuff in the back. Can like I crawl out through the back window into the truck bed?
Okay, so here's the scene how I've been imagining it since you asked, Sean. Alistair and Vivian were in the bed of the truck. It's a dual cab, so there's like, you know, the driver's seat, the passenger seat, maybe as a bench, but there's also a full back seat. It's not one of those little crew cabby things where it's like a half seat. This is a full double cab. So I do imagine that there would be a window in the back pane. Not just to see through, but to like open up. So you would be able to do that. But for some reason, I was also imagining that we were driving with the windows down. So we could just shimmy across the roof and, you know, glide into the front seat that way.
Well, no, that's what I was. No, what I'm asking is, okay. Yeah, I would say then as Alistair is looking around, he hears a click behind him as Wesley starts opening up his violin case.
Well, wait, I have a quick question because I might have missed something, but if the truck was surrounded by pigs, when did you like go over to the truck when you were showing the pigs the picture?
What happened there was that when he showed the pigs the picture, they swarmed him. And as...
Right, but like we came from another location, so we would have been in a different car.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering how Alistair would be in your truck.
I've been assuming you guys have pulled up on them. Yeah.
Yeah. What I figured was that when you guys pulled up, you had walked over to us, and the pigs were okay up until he showed that picture, at which point he tried to scramble away and I pulled him into the bed of the truck.
Oh, see, yeah,
I yoinked him away from the pigs.
Okay, yeah. So I didn't see Peaches getting out of the her car, or like her and Wesley's car yet, but if
that would be a smart
move. I guess
if the
pigs left her alone. But yeah, I imagine that she's just still sitting in her car just like watching you guys and these pigs.
Probably.
Oh, then the violent case is actually in the car, probably. Now that you think about it.
With the person least equipped to use it.
I was wondering if I could roll preparedness and see if I could have a magnum.
Sure.
Please.
Some kind of weapon.
Someone has to do something. It's either this or I'm going to pull out some magic.
Actually, roll preparedness.
All right, I got...
Oh yeah, I have a big whammy. I don't need a gun.
So, on a 7 and 9, I have it, but it's not here. It'll take some time to get it. So, guess I left my my stuff.
You did have some. You did have an. I guess when prepping, you thought that it might be a good idea to have to take a butcher's knife with you today, but it was a silly idea. Although
I was just like, eh.
This doesn't. Although it doesn't. I guess the closest butcher knife might be in the building.
Yeah, but true. The pigs are between us and it.
Could
fair enough, but
I...
the pigs are scavengers. They'll only attack you if you're alone.
No, wait. I'm overthinking this. We're in the friggin' truck. We can just drive closer to the building.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to ask, if we could act under pressure to get back into the truck and try to either...
Let's pull a tremors.
We want to run over the pigs.
It's okay. You could... I don't think it's actually that much. You can just sort of get in between your cars. The pigs can't really get in there. And even if they can, they can't really attack you all that well. We're stuck between...
Do we just want to run over the pigs? It's terrible.
Well, I mean, no. But at the same time, I think having the truck and the car closer to the building would help us on our extrication once we're done.
That and the truck is more likely to handle a trap than the than us walking on foot.
I'm not driving my truck into the meatpacking factory.
No, I mean if there were any traps heading towards the meatpacking factory.
I mean, it's asphalt. There really isn't anywhere to put.
Well, there's be dirt road.
That would be a hell of a time to prepare. I make my way to the driver's seat?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Shall I clamber through the back window that leads to the bed into the back seat, or can I climb over the roof into the open driver's side window?
Yeah, you can just climb into the back, I think.
Okay.
Just the simpler of them.
Yeah, I'll go feet first because I don't want my ass hanging out. This is a comedy.
It isn't?
Despite me almost dying to pig, no.
They don't know that.
He just disagrees, but whatever.
He just probably thinks this is a weird rom-com horror thing. I don't
know. Yeah, Peaches is kind of you guys have been going through this horrible stuff with the pigs, and Peaches is kind of sitting in the other car, I have no idea what's going on right now.
Just imagine you listening to some kind of random playlist, some bright, happy...
Oh, poor Peaches. She's just in the wrong fucking place.
Oh, right. Bobbing
your head.
Before Alistair climbs into the truck, he's going to get Peaches' attention and point towards the meatpacking plant, and then climb into the truck and drive.
I would argue it is a comedy, considering I managed to make a Principal Skinner Aurora Borealis reference in the police station.
I completely spaced on that.
Okay, so... I know we just had a whole conversation about pigs being scavengers and only attacking you if you're alone, but I also kind of feel like when Peaches gets told, go to the meatpacking plant, she's not going to think to drive the car onto the sidewalk, even though you are, so she might just get out of the car and walk over.
Act under pressure.
You're in car.
Also, to get back in the car. Fair, these pigs are powered by the souls of the damned, so the normal rules are out the window.
All right, when I see this, I actually want to give a big whammy.
Okay.
Because I think Wesley sees this and no, Peaches! And you just see, the magic erupt out of him. And
this dumb girl's going to get herself killed.
Okay, roll it.
Does anyone want to help out at the five? Oh, shit.
That's not going to help. No amount of help can help you with that. I'm sorry.
You can either luck or take
the raise
experience.
It up, you channel the dark energy and crack. And take it and take a harm.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you feel like your bone just moved in your body.
Alistair's gonna wince because ouch.
Okay. So I think Peach is gonna quickly roll down the window and be like, hey, Wesley, did you want your music case thing?
Yes, please. He's holding his guy because he actually bumped. He feels like he broke a rib.
Okay, so she's gonna grab that and she's just gonna get out of the car and walk over.
I feel
a world to act under pressure.
I feel like when he did it, he was like, he did like the classic anime pose, like the power up.
You now understand why, what kind of a game I play.
Okay. Except it probably gave him a hernia on top of everything else.
So I rolled a 3, but I'm definitely going to spend a luck point.
Yeah, I would've.
That's a good idea.
Holy crap.
This is where all the bad rolls happen.
Really, it is. I'm sorry if I kill your characters. I know you love them so much, but, you know.
I mean,
you can't stop what the dice gods decide.
The dice overlord says, you must perish.
The dice know the story.
They are above me now.
We demand sacrifice.
Yes, they do. So, you're heading into the... Wait.
Like Yoder says, the dice know the story. Unfortunately, it's a horror story.
Very. It really is.
So am I just able to walk over unperturbed by the pigs?
Since you spent the luck point, I would say so.
I would love it if you walked by and, like, pet one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. Just, Viv just yanks you up into the truck bed.
Hanging up. It's like, it looks up and you see it has some viscera hanging out of its mouth.
I don't know, that's just strawberries.
Okay. Oh, dear God.
I can't help but to think that some of the people are still looking at Wesley as he's still crying out in pain, looking at, like, waiting for him to fall out of the truck.
Love the idea of, like, Viv trying to protect Peaches from all the horribleness. Just like, it's just strawberry filling and it's fine. Come on, get up here.
I love it.
No, I don't think she...
It.
I think she's the one who suggested the strawberry filling and you're the one who's just, like, affirming it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I tossed down some strawberries. I had it with me in my bag. Don't worry about it. Come on, get up here.
I love Peaches being wrong genre savvy.
So, are you guys entering my terrible meat pack?
Sounds like we are.
Once we get Peaches into the truck shall drive closer to the...
Wait, do we have weapons?
Did you take weapons?
I would assume that I would have brought something with me, like, but same token, I'm like, I don't know.
Remember, preparedness did cue you in to buying some, like, meat factory equipment or having that on hand.
Yeah, Lizard did mention that a good weapon would actually be in the meat factory, which makes sense. Wesley does have his musical instrument. I have a multi-tool that has a knife, so, I mean, it's something.
I do have a big knife in there, too, I could give to someone.
I was going to say, give that big knife to Peaches, because she's the only one that seems completely unarmed.
I have, I'll have you know, incapacitating spray. So I have, like, pepper spray or something. Because, you know, it's a reasonable thing if you're, like, possibly going out at night.
Oh, true. I cannot wait for you to use that on the hell spawn that we're going to face. That is going to be great.
I mean, I'm almost certain that Vivian or Alistair or someone got that for you because Jesus Christ, you need it.
I would think maybe after, like, all of her, attempts at love and, like, maybe picking the worst kind of people, just going, hey, I got this for you to protect yourself, just in case. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
There's gotta be one of...
Is this one of those things that she always has and just hasn't
I'm
used?
I'm kind of wondering if just out of bad luck, Peaches actually managed to get pepper spray just once. Just coming on way too strong, not even realizing that she is stalker levels of creepy. Like, just showed up at a guy's house with, like, a fucking mixtape.
Like, with the jukebox outside?
Oh, God. Yes. Oh, God, yeah. Yes.
Like, I love you.
Just, like, showed up in their house the next day and just, yeah. Yeah, that is almost certain.
It would be hilarious that out of all of us, it's Peaches that has the police record.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't help but picture at least one time Peach's date was the monster.
I am almost certain that if this continues, that will happen at some point in the future.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I hope this does then, because that would be hilarious to see.
It's like, you managed to seduce Razorback? Oh God, no.
Yeah.
This was such a bad idea. This was such a bad thing.
You thought this was a one-shot, Lizard. You were wrong.
I know. I know, I'm getting into it.
Okay, so we arm ourselves as best we can.
Yeah, the reason why I was asking...
So I have three weapons
for my character, like, that I had marked on my sheet, but I don't know.
Which one?
I had...
Okay, I know...
A silver sword mark, magical dagger, and a magnum.
Take whatever you want, dear.
Okay. I'll just say that I probably have my, my sword. Well, no, I say my dagger, and I'll find something else inside the place. Just because I did try to roll for a magnum for whatever reason, even though I have one. So, roll with...
I mean, yeah, preparedness didn't... I mean, notably, preparedness got you...
Yeah, it's kind of a... It's more for an unusual item. I just didn't use it right.
Yeah, you got, like, a... So, yeah, as you step in, you see that there are slaughtered pig laid out on the counter. There is various sharp implements embedded in it.
I think Viv would probably pick the most menacing-looking one and say, this is what I'm gonna go in.
Yep. You got it.
Yay!
You managed to find a pithing needle.
Okay. Gotcha.
An industrial strength pithing gun. So basically, a euthanasia
tool. Okay. Sweet.
It is 3 harm into...
Yikes and double yikes.
So, yeah. Do you head on to the back? Oh, yeah. And heavy and unreliable.
Gotcha.
This is more meant to have the poor fucker at your mercy.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Do you proceed?
Yes, but where was it? There's something I wanted to check out concerning the forms. Did you tell me that in DM or is that in the group chat?
Form?
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
I could swear you made a note about I was talking about forms.
I don't know what you mean.
Can I roll to read a bad situation since we know that there's traps and stuff in here? Okay. Well, that's not good. That's a 4. I got snake eyes.
Okay. Wow.
Mark experience.
Okay, so we have
the reason I'm asking is because you had mentioned that the raccoon, the fox, and the raven each saw quote unquote a different thing.
Yeah, one, go on.
The raven was death, the other one was trickery, and I can't remember the third.
Value.
All right, the raccoon was value, the fox trickery, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, I would like to shapeshift into a fox.
Okay. Yeah.
And yes, I know Vivian and, you know, Vivian knows about that, but the other two,
you see a foxy boy.
I remember the history.
I've seen it once before.
Yeah, you see him shrink and grow red hair. And his nose lengthens into a very foxy grin. He gets a bushy tail, and yeah, he's a cute little red fox. And then...
Oh, Wesley.
Sorry, I was going to say, and then I'd like to read a bad situation. And hopefully my fox form will help with the trickery there.
Wesley panics and points the gun instinctively, but he does not fire. He's never seen this shit before.
So that is it. I rolled a 7 on the dice. And like I said, I don't know if the trickery sight is going to be useful here. If it is, then I have an 8.
Yeah, you managed to... Yes, the fox form does help.
Oh, good.
It unfortunately helps you just a moment too late, as was it Vivian and Peaches?
I failed.
You both failed?
It was just me.
I didn't roll anything.
All right.
Yeah. You sort of, like, open up the, you know, employees only door. And, well, you take... Let's see.
Oh, no.
Let's see what this is.
Oh, God.
3 harm. Close.
Ouch.
Oh,
jeez.
Woof.
Can I...
Yeah, as a buzzsaw comes barreling into
good
legs.
God.
Hello, listeners. A special thanks goes out to Sid for editing this episode. I think she did a pretty good job for her first time. We have one more episode of Fictional Heroism, and then we're going to be moving on to the next Jesselheim one-shot, which will include Adam from Mikes and Monsters and the Instagram from The Role Less Taken. We don't have much for this mid-roll just because this is all just the stress of the last couple of weeks, but we do have a nice promo from another podcast, so take a listen and then check them out.
Saval's Guild of Adventurers. Many come to train here. Few have the dedication necessary to enter the life of an adventurer.
Cities under attack. Lost artifacts uncovered.
A king's missing daughter.
Evil brewing in the forest.
Trouble lurks around many corners. Each for their own reasons, these four individuals have sought out this lifestyle. Follow their stories in the Aurelian epic as they
confront their nightmares,
decipher their visions,
explore new realms,
and make the world a better place.
These are
The Adventures in Aurelia.
Listen to this story at adventuresinaurelia.com. That's E-R-Y-L-I-A.
Wait, can I try to, like,
what?
Just protect her from that? Like, pull her out of the way?
Yeah.
You can roll protect someone.
Oh, God.
Okay. My tough is a negative one, but I have lots of luck, and I have a thing where I get less harm if I'm protecting someone, so... Okay.
Yeah, that's a good call. Mine's a minus one, too.
I rolled an 11.
Okay.
Minus one, that's a 10.
That's still a full success.
It's not very romantic, but you manage to yoink her by her hair and knock her to the ground as the buzzsaw goes right over her legs, where her basically her kneecap would.
Okay. So
yeah, it is
on a 10 plus, I get to choose an extra thing. I would like to, unless you just want this like to completely just,
there shouldn't be, for help out
or protect someone.
Hold on. Protect.
No, for protect someone.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah. She didn't say help out. She said protect someone.
Yeah.
Because she has an ability that means she gets less harm if she's protecting someone.
Okay.
And then plus on a 10 plus, I get to choose an extra thing so I can suffer even less harm. So it would just be one harm for me versus...
Yeah, so you managed to basically nick yourself on the butt.
I think that Viv would probably be sitting there just like looking like dumbly at the buzzsaw and just like grab onto Peach's leg. Just like, thank you.
You're welcome. You have to be more careful. I mean, I know that this is like a lot's going on, but just watch out.
Peaches, have you rolled a... Have you rolled a read a bad situation yet?
No.
Wonderful.
Is it time for me to
act under pressure real quick?
Okay.
Oh, good grief.
If I could just get some context for the act under pressure, because I have a move called Just Another Day. When you have to act under pressure due to a monster, phenomenon, or mystical effect, I can roll plus weird instead of plus cool.
That would be if you're running from a monster. This is the monster... I don't know if that can protect you from attacks. This is just not getting hit, basically. So, okay. I don't... So.
Oh, yeah, he's basically asking you to roll dodge.
Yeah.
Okay, so,
yeah, so I
rolled
think...
an 8.
Okay, so act under pressure. Yeah, let me just...
Oh, dear.
Yeah, Keeper was going to...
A worse outcome, hard choice, or price to pay? They can do what they wanted if they accept what you pick. Still a success, so they should be able to do what they wanted. Although the cost might be high enough that they decide not
hard
to.
Hard choice. You're pinned to the wall, or, Vivian gets hit.
I can take the hit.
Or...
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll get pinned to the wall.
Yeah, okay, so if... Hey, you just... sharp metal rod just goes straight through your leg, dealing two harm to you, and yeah, you are knocked onto the floor and in immense fucking pain. It's like you hear a coming from the doorway.
I take out my pepper spray and I call the others.
I mean, we're all right there, so.
But I'm still calling you.
What are my two favorite boys doing?
I'm gonna kick some ass.
Yeah.
And I'm taking out my boss dice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Metal dice to roll.
Oh shit.
Boy.
Oh, yeah, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully.
So do I want to do... Actually, you know what? I'm not going to use a big whammy. I'm just, that's an 11. So yeah, 5.
Damn.
You sure you don't want to use like weird?
No, I do more damage with the shotgun.
Oh, okay.
And I got a 5+1. So
that's fair. I'm going to kick.
Yeah.
I was going to say I kicked some ass too, but I rolled a 3 and my tough is -1. So that's a 2.
Oh, you want to use a luck point or do you want to level up?
Cool.
Level up.
Another fucking shark comes flying out. Just this time it's like a meat cleaver. It lands at your shoulder and then just knocks you onto the floor.
Okay. How much harm?
That'll be 2 harm.
Okay, so I'm back to unstable.
And yeah, Wesley with his shotgun, you just sort of see this big ogre of a man just like reaching for his belt of like various sharp objects. And you just like open up on this poor fucker. And you hit him with 3 harm, right? You rolled a 10, right?
No, I hit him with 4 harm. I'm inflicting terrible harm because Wesley is pissed off. His friends are being hurt and he wants.
Oh, that's right. Because you rolled an 11, didn't you?
Yep.
Which means extra effect.
It doesn't seem to do any more damage than the standard shotgun. It's like his big, his scarred and hell-damaged flesh seems to tank some of that damage. And he is going to back away into the shadows, puffing and puffing.
I'd like to track him.
Okay.
I'm going to remove the meat cleaver from my shoulder, and
getting ready to ask, were you...
Also, you were in fox form, right?
So are you, like, switching back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I was.
Yeah, so it's in the shoulder of your fox form, which is a lot bigger than, you know, you.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know the rules of shapeshifting if, like, knocked me out of the form or not, so I was just going to assume I was still in form.
I think... Yeah, but you do manage to see his traps, let everyone know about
them. Okay.
You manage to see his traps down that corridor.
Okay. I will let people know about the traps, and I'm going to take the meat cleaver. It's like, Alistair just looks at the two. Well, no. Peaches has the thing through her leg, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, Alistair is going to help her first, and then he's going to return the meat cleaver with extreme prejudice. So, yeah, he's going to take off his button-up shirt, and he's going to wrap it around the pipe in her leg, and he's going to tie it up and kind of tie it around to staunch the wound, and he's going to try and...
act under pressure to do first aid.
Okay. I was thinking about using magic to heal because he is basically...
Oh, he is that a would magical, work too.
He is a magical being, so...
Yeah.
In shapeshift.
Yeah, that works fine.
No!
Ooh.
That's a 4. On the upside, I leveled up.
Yeah, something about the... Yeah, you just sort of, like, open it up, you try and let in the healing energy, and then all of a sudden... Ah, you just feel the pain of a meat grinder in your chest and take a harm as the demonic energy of this place just refuses to let you heal.
I'm sorry, dear. I tried.
It's okay. That's all I can really ask.
Can I roll preparedness to see if I have a first aid kit with me?
I feel like you have a limited number of those.
Well, I do. Remember, the camping gear has a first aid kit. We used it to patch me up.
Yeah, that got limited used.
Which, also, now that we're talking about it, I could do because I'm unstable.
Yeah,
I just realized something evil I could do. There's something evil I can do, because I saw him running off, right?
Yes? What did you do?
He just... wouldn't say running, I say more... Like, he's... You can definitely still hear him in the area. He's still there. Just... He's keeping his distance, presumably, so he can pepper you with more fucking sharp.
So, here's a question. Could I jinx him so he triggers one of his own traps?
He's not in visual range of the door, so no.
Okay.
So, what are you guys doing? Pressing forward? Running back?
I mean, think that we're gonna have to heal up a little bit because we have one that's unstable and two that are pretty hurt.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
But I know it's just giving him more time.
That's fine. You hear the machine.
Oh, I don't like that tone.
You hear the machinery whir to life, and then you see.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God, please! No! Ah! Coming from within the building.
Yeah, okay, no.
Go ahead, heal up.
Yeah, we'll push forward.
No, upon hearing that, Alistair goes into the building.
All right.
I hate you, Lizard. I hate you. I hate you.
I'm not going to give you. I'm sorry, but you guys have spent all. You guys have been spending a lot of time.
We have, it's fair.
Like, as I said, when I say something costs time, I usually mean I'm moving the countdown forward.
That's fair. We did take a little bit of time with the pigs.
Can I investigate a mystery to see where it went? Or do we have a pretty obvious idea of where is that?
Yeah, he's in the facility. He might just be around a corner. Like, you can hear him breathing, puffing.
Okay.
You don't have a visual on him, but you do know that he is here, and he is not going to back down easily.
Can I try and read a bad situation to...
Go ahead.
See... Okay. So, I just want to say, I'm using, like, lesbian pride dice, and they're working really well for Peaches, and I think it's all because it's pink and orange. But
hell
I just
yeah.
got 13.
Oh, wow. Nice.
You get 3 questions, which could potentially help you survive. Can you survive?
So, my 3 questions are going to be, are there any dangers we haven't noticed? What's most vulnerable to... Are there any dangers we haven't noticed? What's the best way to protect the victims? And then I'm going to hold the third until I have the answers to those two.
The best way to protect the victims would be getting in there and killing Razor. The dangers you haven't noticed is the machinery. There's machinery everywhere, and he has had more than enough time to rig it all to be a death trap to you.
Okay.
There is...
Then...
This guy is likely going to be able to at least... Going to be rolling multiple things to not get hit by some of this machinery. And this machinery is devastating.
Okay. Mm. Then... What's my best way in?
Wait.
Well, oddly enough, it's not the door in front of you.
You tell.
A fire entrance off to the side might yield better results. If you have to take a guess, he's probably put basically like a slaughter pin, pen, basically made a nice little path that you will have to follow and avoid his traps inevitably getting hit by something.
Oh, I...
Okay, so then here's how this plays out. After you aren't really able to heal Peaches, but she hears the person screaming, she just stands up, and it's like some kind of instinct just kicked in with her.
Hold on. You're pinned to the floor. So you'll need to roll.
I thought he took the...
Oh, you did. Right. Never mind. Oh, okay,
yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
You do your moment. It's cool. I'm sorry, I'm bad.
Okay, so yeah, so after you're not able to heal her, and she's like, it's okay, you know, your best is all I can ask, and she hears the person screaming, it's like this instinct just kicks in with her, and she just stands up and just walks out the door and goes around to find the fire exit and go in that way instead.
Yeah.
I just realized...
Wonderful. You've avoided the slaughter trap.
I just realized there's something I can do that will fuck his death trap up.
Retire?
So it's a factory, right?
Uh-huh.
By a road.
Yeah.
You're going to try and car bomb the building?
No. But by the road, there would be power line. Machinery can't do jack shit without power. I have...
Are you going to go jink?
Sorry, yeah.
Okay. I cannot tell you if this will work or not.
All right. I'm going to... Well, actually, I could even use telekinesis, technically, to destroy it, too.
Do it.
I got a lot of options. Okay. I have a... Okay, is that going to be a 9?
All right. What are you picking from the glitches?
Okay. I am going to pick Actually, there's an easy one to explain it. Between the power going out, something catches on fire.
Yeah, the power lines catch fire. The machinery does not stop.
Well,
they are animated by hellish magic.
Well, I'm unstable now for nothing.
Hey,
not even. I'm at 4.
You do hear the machinery whir a little, but the stuff is still. But you know,
I think. Seeing which way Peaches went, I think Vivian would probably be like, guys, I think that she maybe has some kind of idea of what's going on. Probably follow her.
So you're gonna,
yep.
So you're going to follow the romance.
I sure am.
Okay.
It's better than
getting
shot.
You know what? It's something.
It is something.
Because this didn't work out.
And we gotta move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, guys. You have been waiting, and that is, as a keeper, I've gotta move things. So, you go around and you manage to avoid the slaughter pen. Lots of buzzsaws, lots of bad things. However, you're still not out of the clear yet. You sort of see a variety of machinery start to move its way up the stairs. And yeah, you're basically having to go through this thing backwards. That was where the meat was, like, you know, being processed. There's now a room in front of you full of several vats. And there is steam and piping and general boiling of the area. Like, almost certainly it's trapped. So what are you guys going to do?
I'm focused entirely on saving the person that was screaming.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, like, how meat plants have, like, hanging, like, meat conveyor things?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You can see around... You can see, like, 3 other people alive being whisked away by said conveyor. Are you going to follow the conveyor?
I'm going to burn a luck point.
Okay. What are you doing?
I'm using telekinesis, and okay, I am going to use, I'm using suffer one less harm, and something is held fast.
Good news, the conveyor is held in place, but you will need to remain focused in order to keep it from moving.
All right.
This, of course, means you are, you know, vulnerable. So, next up.
I want to go help these people down.
Okay, you'll need to climb up onto the vats.
I'm going to help as well.
I think I'll stay
okay.
And protect.
So you're going to hoist her up?
Wesley.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I'm gonna hoist her up. It's better than my other idea.
So, Peaches, roll act under pressure real quick.
Okay.
Also, who had the pipping needle again?
That would be me.
Okay. Are you sure you don't want to get that to someone else or never mind.
Okay, so I got a 7. But the way you said that makes me feel like I should probably use a luck point just to make that a full hit.
You'll still spot it in time. So yeah, as you're climbing up onto this vat, you sort of look at the fat, at like the, you know, various pig corpses. And you notice that one of the pigs has sharp teeth and goggle-like eyes. He then emerges out, tries to take a swing at you. But he'll either hit you and stop you from climbing up there, or you'll get up there but you'll get hit. Which do you pick?
Wait, didn't I use a luck point?
Yeah, can I still retroactively use a luck point and
sure.
Get up there?
Sure. So yeah, you managed.
It will just be Alistair's problem.
So nice.
Yeah.
So thank you. Sort of...
Yeah, so you sort of like managed to just duck under this fucking hammer that just whiffed. You feel like that thing could have taken it off if it had collided. Yeah, you managed to get up there, and now this leaves his attention split between the two of you. Alistair, do you want to do anything?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Go ahead.
I'm going to look at him, give him a pithy two-finger salute, go, bye, and disappear.
Okay.
Because my upgrade when I leveled up was to pick a second show type.
Oh, boy.
And I chose... Magic and illusions for the show. I can cast confounding spells.
Wonderful.
When you weave an illusion, roll plus weird.
Roll it.
That's a 10 plus 1 weird is an 11.
Perfect. Yeah, you do exactly as you think. He is...
Excellent.
Perfect. Yeah, you do exactly as you think. As far as he knows, you just disappeared in a puff of smoke.
Everyone is fooled. They are either led in a direction of your choice or... You and those you choose escape undetected. I
okay.
Would like to escape undetected, and I would like to tell you why.
I can guess why. This thing is fucking terrifying.
Well, remember what I said earlier before we decided to go around to the other side, to the side entrance?
Yeah.
How I wanted to return his meat cleaver with extreme prejudice?
Yeah?
Yeah. He's right in front of me.
He is right in front of you, but I think you've used your action. You'll need to wait around.
That's fair. No, that is fair. I just want to, you know, lay the groundwork.
Rackham, you going to maintain your hold?
Yeah, I'm going to maintain my hold.
Okay, Vivian, what's my favorite barista doing today?
I think Vivian's going to head towards our lovely friend here and try to use the pithy needle to kick some ass.
Ooh. Since he was paying attention to me and I just piffed, does that mean he's maybe distracted?
I mean, you've piffed, so the thing is, you've also kind of... I think that'll give her a plus one forward.
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay.
I wasn't calling for, like, full, you know, advantage like I can do, but a plus one going forward is more than enough. It's something, you know?
However! No, I'll save the hold.
Ooh, okay. I was wondering if you'd forgotten about that or not.
I know. I never forget. This is not the time to forget the opportunity.
With the plus one, that brings me up to a 10.
Cool!
So, yeah, you kick him ass.
So what's your extra effect?
I think I want to inflict some terrible harm. So...
Yes!
Okay. So, you charge up on this fucker, and you just fucking stick this thing right on the back of his head, and there is a...
Oh, jeez.
As you hit him right in the spinal column.
Ooh.
And that deals 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points of harm.
Oh, holy shit.
Is that including the terrible harm that she wanted
yes,
to inflict?
Yes, that is... Or... Yep.
Okay.
Wow.
That is something.
Yeah, and he lets out a... It basically just backhands you with the butcher's hammer, and you take three harm in our sense.
Gotcha.
Tumbling back just from the force of this man.
Just imagine her kind of, like, hitting the vat and just like, well, shit. Okay, but...
Next up?
I was going to say, I do have that move prepared for when it was my turn again.
Okay. So, yeah, you have your chance to get him.
Okay.
So this is...
With my 5 harm, because 4 plus the unstable.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick some ass.
Okay.
And I'm going to return that meat cleaver of his with extreme prejudice.
Mm-hmm. As you've said.
That is a 7 minus 1.
Ooh.
So I get experience.
Are you going to burn a luck point?
Yeah, you know what? You know what? No, I am going to burn a luck point.
Let me not kill you for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to burn a luck and just go. I'm gonna chop for his neck.
Okay. So the meat cleaver is surprised that I've like encountered butcher's knives and they aren't like terribly big, like from what I've seen.
Or no, are you talking like the kind of wedge shaped chef knife or the square butcher's knife? Because some of them can get pretty big.
Square butchers.
Okay.
I might just...
Yeah, with the hole in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that a meat cleaver?
Meat cleaver,
that
yeah.
That would be a meat cleaver, yeah.
Are those...
I'm sorry, I was saying butchers.
I just want to know if I need to upgrade this to big knife.
Honestly, big, if I remember correctly, because I actually did look at him once.
Yeah, so you deal a substantial amount of damage.
Since it's a 12, does that mean I get an extra kick some ass?
Yeah.
Or because I used a luck point that reneges? Oh, okay. Well, since we want to end this guy like nobody's business, I'd say some grievous harm, some terrible harm, so a plus one harm.
Are you sure you want to do that? Because you know what this thing can do.
I mean...
Okay, so I have a question that might influence this.
Yes?
Is there a chance that if he does the terrible harm... So him doing the extra harm, it means that he's going to take harm as well, correct?
Yep, trading harm.
Okay.
So do you want to protect them?
If I could, yes.
Okay, that will be your turn.
Okay, then I'd like to also suffer less harm, please.
Okay, so normally he'd do 3 harm.
Uh-huh.
I think that would kill you, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That would take me to 7.
Which is, that's how much you have, right?
Uh-huh. I have 4. I'm unstable. Those 3 more would take me to dying.